goods.
You're listening to Sacred Heart Athletics on KSAL-FM, Salina.
The following sports broadcast is brought to you by Rockingham Media and our Sportscaster Club sponsors.
All right, now continuing on with the starting lineups. And by the way, Sacred Heart comes in this afternoon as the eighth seed in this tournament. Their record is 13-8. St. Mary's Colgan, meanwhile, the top seed. Their record is 21-2. And for Annie De La Sega's Panthers, they go this way. Leading off and playing shortstop, a senior, it is Sophie Pacini. Batting second and playing center field, a freshman, Ashley Marietta. Pitching and batting third, a sophomore, Caitlin Crossland. Batting cleanup and playing second base, a senior, Olivia Brins. Batting in the fifth spot and playing first base, a senior, Katie Rundell. Batting sixth and playing third base, Delaney Cedeno. She's also a senior. Ella Bittatori is catching. She bats seventh, a senior. Batting eighth, the right fielder. She's a junior. It's Taylor Wixon. And hitting in the ninth spot, the left fielder, a freshman, Allison Marietta. So as we look up and down the St. Mary's Colgan lineup, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors in the starting lineup. As we look up and down the Sacred Heart lineup, not a senior to be found. So it's going to be obviously a very experienced St. Mary Colgan team against the youthful Sacred Heart Knights. So it's a couple of freshmen starting for Colgan, and then a couple of sophomores, a junior, and five seniors. Meanwhile, Sacred Heart, let's see here. Sacred Heart starts all sophomores and juniors. As far as sophomores go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sophomores and 4 juniors starting for the Knights here this afternoon. So the Knights looking to pull the big upset, 13-8. They are the number 8 seed in this tournament, and they would, if they are able to pull through here this afternoon, they will play the winner of the Jayhawk Lynn and the Blue Stem game. And that game is also happening as we speak. And that game would take place tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Now, the weather has certainly been questionable if we are going to get this game in. And I would say that it remains questionable if we're going to get the game in. But at the moment, the sky is merely overcast. Now, earlier in the day, the forecast had indicated a 95% chance for rain at 5 p.m. I got down here about 3:30, and right around 4 o'clock, there was a sudden cloud burst. It rained hard, but it rained for about 60 seconds. Basically, what it did was settle the dirt on the infield. It did not really affect the playing surface at all. So the it's called Picknell Field here at the Green Sports Complex, and it looks to be in excellent shape. So the brief cloud burst that we had settled the dirt, and that was about the size of it. However, there is a tornado watch in effect for Pratt County, and there is certainly the possibility of more rain. We just had a couple of light sprinkles a few moments ago, but right now it's just overcast. The lights are on, and we are waiting to have the first game of the 2019 Girls Class 2-1A State Softball Tournament take place. Pittsburgh Colgan has just run out onto the field, St. Mary's Colgan. Like Sacred Heart, they are a Catholic school. And their jerseys prominently feature a cross on their jerseys. They are a blue jersey with a white trim, and there is something up around the shoulders where the jersey is basically blue and the numbers are white, but right up at the shoulders on the back there is a white field, and there is a cross on that white field. Sacred Heart, meanwhile, in their navy blue uniforms with white pants and navy blue socks. And we're just about ready to get going. Grace Martin steps in. Grace hitting 351 on the year. She's got 26 hits in 74 at-bats. She is a junior. She takes her final warm-up swings, and we're ready to get going here. As here's the first pitch of the game, and it is a swing and a miss. Caitlin Crossland is the pitcher for the Panthers, and she's got strike one on Martin. Here's the second pitch, and it is right down Broadway, and Grace takes it for strike two. Just underway in Pratt. So far, the weather holding off. Here's Crossland. She winds, she delivers outside, and that's a ball. One ball and two strikes to the leadoff batter in the ball game, Grace Martin, hitting 351. Here's the windup and the pitch, and it's a little popper, and Crossland will field that with no problem. She barely had to step outside the circle to catch that. Martin is out on a pop-up to the pitcher. So with one down, this will bring up Katie Bergkamp for the Knights. She's a sophomore. She's hitting 459 on the season. And there's a ball rolled foul down the first base line. Bergkamp is 34 of 74. She's got eight doubles, a triple, and a home run. Steps outside, gathers herself outside the box, now steps in. She's ready to go. Crossland's ready to pitch. Here it comes. And it's outside for ball one. 1-1 with one out in the top of the first. We are just underway at Pratt. Bergkamp steps out, takes a few practice swings, now steps back into the box. The wind and the delivery is popped up back behind us, and that'll be out of play. It'll be a ball and two strikes. The first base and third base coaches for the Knights encouraging Bergkamp to hang in there, get a good look, and put a good swing on a ball. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch. And it's going to be grounded to the first baseman, and that is an out. And so three unassisted for Bergkamp as she grounds out to the first baseman for the Panthers. And that is Katie Rundell. So this will bring up the pitcher for the Knights. It's Kelsey Jake. She's batting 314. She's 22 of 70 on the year. She's a sophomore. Of those 22 hits, eight of them are doubles and one is a home run. And she drives it over the second baseman's head into right field. Will it find the gap? No. It's cut off by the right fielder. But Jake is aboard with the first hit of the contest. A solid single over the second baseman's head and on into right field. The Panther right fielder gets the ball back into the infield quickly. And that'll bring up the cleanup hitter for the Knights. And that is Chloe Baum. Baum is 370 on the season. She's got 27 hits in 73 at-bats. Five doubles and a home run are part of that. So she swings outside the batter's box. Now she steps in, does a Baum. Here's the wind, here's the pitch, and it's fouled straight back for strike two. No balls, two strikes. Knights have a runner on first. That is Kelsey Jake. She got there via single to right center field. Trying to move her along from her cleanup position, Chloe Baum. Here's the wind and the delivery, and there's a swing and a miss, and that's going to do it for Sacred Heart. So at the end of a half inning, it's Sacred Heart nothing, and it's St. Mary's Colgan coming to bat. You're listening to Sacred Heart Night Baseball, softball, one of those sports, on FM 104.9.
Stop by Freddy's Frozen Custard before or after the game. Try Freddy's world-famous mouth-watering steak burgers or their delicious frozen custard. Freddy's in Salina, 2420 South 9th, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. At Mocha's, they get it. They understand your morning cup of coffee is more than just coffee. They know that your favorite coffee drink is the only way to make your day flow. Fresh coffee, lattes, sandwiches, and more. Mocha's with two Salina locations, 916 East Crawford and 2424 South 9th Street next to Dick's Sporting Goods.
It's the offer of the year at Nextech Wireless. Maybe the offer of the century. So listen up. For a limited time, switch and get up to three lines of unlimited data free for a year. You heard it. Free for a year. Plus, every single smartphone is 50% off, including the Samsung Galaxy S9 you've heard about, and all the iPhones. Certain restrictions apply. Ditch your overpriced plan and switch to Nextech Wireless for free unlimited data and half off smartphones.
Mark Sanders back at Pratt. We've played a half inning. Sacred Heart got a hit from Kelsey Jake, but could not advance her, and sent four batters to the plate, left one runner stranded, no runs on a hit, no errors for the Panthers in the top of the first. Now, it'll be Kelsey Jake, 10-5 on the year with a 2.89 ERA. She struck out 86, she's walked 7, and she will face this very powerful St. Mary Colgan lineup. Her first pitch is outside for ball one. Leading off for the Panthers is Sophie Pacini. She is a senior shortstop for St. Mary. Second pitch catches the inside corner, and we've got a ball and a strike. Pacini will be followed by the center fielder, a freshman, and then the pitcher, a sophomore. Next pitch is fouled out of play to the right side, and Pacini is down on the count, a ball and two strikes. On the season, Jake has struck out 86, as we mentioned, only walked 7. She's allowed 106 hits, and there's a foul ball down the third baseline, and she has allowed 67 runs. She is one of basically three pitchers that the Knights utilize. In fact, all the decisions are in the hands of three pitchers. There's a pitch a little outside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes to Sophie Pacini, the senior shortstop leading off the game for St. Mary's Colgan. There's an inside pitch, and getting a piece of it and fouling it off to the left-hand side is Pacini. The night catcher Bergkamp gives chase, but that ball is just beyond the screen, and so Pacini will stand in there again with a 2-2 count. Jake toes the rubber, winds, delivers. It's down the first baseline. A nice pickup there by the night first baseman, Baum. She steps on the bag, and Pacini is retired, 3 unassisted. This brings up a freshman. Her name is Ashley Marietta, and she plays in center field, a left-handed batter. And Jake winds and delivers, and getting around late on a fastball is Marietta. Fouls it off to the left, strike one. Sacred Heart sent four batters to the plate in the first inning, did not score. This is the Panthers' first at bat. Here's another ball fouled off, and quickly Marietta is down on the count, no balls and two strikes. Marietta wears 00. Don't see that real often, but Ashley Marietta wears it. Here's Jake. The next pitch is high. That was a show-me pitch, way over way over Marietta's head. Of course, Marietta, not very tall, appears to be about 5 foot, maybe 5'1". And so that's a ball and two strikes. The wind in the pitch, and it's driven down the left field line. It hits the umpire, which is fortuitous for Sacred Heart, as the umpire is attempting to get out of the way. He signaled fair, but he couldn't get out of the way of the ball, and that would have probably ended up as a double had it not struck the umpire. And alertly, the night shortstop, Sandy Van Riper, picked up the ball and prevented further advance. All right, now batting, Caitlin Crossland, the pitcher, and she skies one out into deep right field. That's a way back, and that ball is out of here. So Caitlin Crossland goes yard after the single by Marietta, and quickly the Panthers have jumped on top by a score of 2-0. Sacred Heart Knights gathering in the circle, encouraging Kelsey Jake to shake it off. And let's see what we can do with the next batter, who is Olivia Brines. She's a senior second baseman. So it's Sacred Heart trailing 2-0. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the wind by Jake. The delivery is low and away, ball one. The Sacred Heart outfielders gave chase on that fly ball to right center field, and it looked like they might have a chance, but it was just beyond their reach into beyond the fence, and the fence is at 200 feet all the way around the diamond. So it's not a great distance you have to hit the ball to get it out of here, just 200 feet. Here's a next pitch is outside for ball three, 3-0. And the game plan for Bryans is to clearly work her away, as every pitch has been outside. There's a pitch that's going to catch the outside corner for strike one. And now rain begins to fall here in Pratt, with St. Mary Colgan leading 2-0, and there's a ball that slips out of the hand of Jake, and it goes way outside for ball four. So Brins is aboard via a walk. It is only the eighth walk that Kelsey has given up all year, so she's not given out a lot of free passes this year, but she gave out one there. She threw three balls clearly outside, then was able to catch the outside corner with one, and then had a ball slip out of her hand, and it was way outside. So the next batter is Katie Rundell, and she swings at the first pitch, and she'll foul it away to the right-hand side. So she got around on a fastball a little bit late, as a light rain continues to fall here in Pratt. The forecast earlier in the day was for a 95% chance for showers, and now hit on the foot is Katie Rundell. So she'll go down to first base. That'll advance Brins to second base on the hit by pitch. So Kelsey having a bit of a rough first inning here. She's walked a batter, she's hit a batter, and she's given up a two-run dinger. Wind in the pitch, right down Broadway, swing and a miss by Delaney Cedeno. She's the senior third baseman for the Panthers. St. Mary Colgan leads it 2-0. We've got one out in the bottom of the first. Panthers at first and second. There's a pitch inside that's going to get away from Bergkamp, and both the runners will move up 70 feet. And so now it's runners at second and third as the rain begins to fall more heavily here at the Green Sports Complex. So I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to continue in this rain. There is a totally overcast sky. No lightning has been detected so far, though. Pitch inside for ball two, 2-1. The decision about whether to continue the moment the game starts is in the hands of the umpires. And so far they have given no indication that we're going to stop. I don't know that there's any tarp that can be pulled out if that has to happen. There's a pitch inside for ball three, 3-1. Another wide one will load them up. Here's the pitch, and it's low, and it is ball four. So now St. Mary's has the bases loaded, and now the home plate umpire steps away from the plate. She retrieves a foul ball, and now she's instructing Kelsey Jake to throw a ball that she had back into the dugout. Now the umpire calls time, and she's going to bring in the base umpires. We have base umpires at first and third this evening, and they have a very brief conversation. And now the rain appears to be letting up, so we might be able to continue here. There was just a real brief conversation that the home plate umpire had with her colleagues, and she still isn't deciding. Now she's calling for staff to come out and rake the home plate area. So a grounds crew member is coming onto the field with a rake, and it looks like he's going to wait for instructions from the home plate umpire, and he's going to, I think, rake something here. She's pointing to the ground, and he's discussing with her. And now I think they're bringing some Diamond Dry in from the other direction. So Diamond Dry is a substance that they put on muddy fields that keeps the field dry. And so now the Diamond Dry is being shaken all over the batter's boxes, both sides, plus the catcher's box. And the man with the rake is mixing that in with the mud. Now the rain has stopped, so it was much like it was about an hour before the game started. There was a very brief outburst, and then it quit. And now there's more Diamond Dry being applied to the batter's box where the right-handed batter's bat. And there's now a second gentleman with a rake on the field, and he's going to see if he can mix it in on the for the left-handed batter's box. And now the guy with the Diamond Dry bag is throwing some on the ground outside of the batter's box, and that's being mixed in with the original man with the rake. Well, there's nothing more scintillating than hearing play-by-play of the grounds crew at work, but that's what we've got right now. That's the only action on the field. When we get back to the ball game, and by the way, the rain is completely stopped now, so we are going to resume here as soon as there's been enough Diamond Dry applied to the field to satisfy the umpire. The Panthers will have the bases loaded, and they will have the bases loaded via two walks and a hit by pitch. So the bases are loaded. St. Mary's Colgan already leads 2-0. We have one out. The only out that's been recorded by the Knight defense so far is the leadoff hitter, Sophie Pacini, grounded to the Knight first baseman, Chloe Baum. She fielded it unassisted and stepped on the bag for the out. All right, now the umpire puts her mask back down and indicates that we're ready to play ball. So this is Ella Battatori stepping in, and she is the senior catcher for the Panthers. Jake's pitch is way outside, and there is no advance. There's a very, very short distance between the backstop and home plate. So it's going to be, the ball is going to have to take a funny bounce and roll away if anybody's going to come in from third on a what would have been a wild pitch. Here's the next pitch, and that's going to be on the outside corner, strike one. One ball, one strike, one out for St. Mary Colgan. Panthers have the bases loaded. Kelsey Jake winds, delivers, outside, ball two. 2-1. No place to put Ella Battatori. Battatori steps out. Now she's back in there. Cocks the bat and looks at ball three outside. 3-1. And another ball, walks in a run for St. Mary Colgan. They already lead in the contest by a score of 2-0. And there it is, high and away, ball four. So Jake is struggling, and this is very unlike her. She has only walked 7 batters on the season. She's got a record of 10-5, so in 15 decisions, she had only 7 walks, and she has now walked 3 and hit 1 in this inning alone. And now here's David Hedorn out to the mound, and he's having a conversation with Kelsey, seeing if there's anything wrong relative to maybe it's a little wet out at the pitcher's mound at this point. But at any rate, I'm sure he is not used to seeing this kind of wildness out of his ace pitcher, Kelsey Jake. Next batter is Taylor Wixon. So Wixon will bat with the bases loaded. And there's a ball inside, ball one. Wixon is a junior, and she plays in right field. 3-0 in favor of St. Mary Colgan. The wind in the pitch, it's right down the middle, and it is fouled away, one ball and one strike. So it's good to see Kelsey get back into the strike mode. She had thrown several balls there, 5 or 6 in a row before that strike. Now Kelsey slams the ball into the mitt, steps on the rubber, and throws it inside for ball two. The ball got away from Bergkamp, but again, with the short distance between the backstop and home plate, absolutely no chance for an advancement by the runner at third, Katie Rundell. 2 balls and a strike, 1 out, bases loaded. There's a ball hit into shallow center field. It's going to be in there for a hit. That'll bring in 1 run. And St. Mary's Colgan playing station-to-station baseball as Wixon gets a single, and she brings in 1. Everybody else moves up a station. That means Rundell comes around to score. Cedeno moves to third, Battatori to second, and Wixon is on with a single. And now here's the 9th batter to come to the plate this inning, Allison Marietta. She is the freshman left fielder, and she takes low and inside, ball one. Bases remain loaded. It's 4-0 now in favor of St. Mary Colgan. There's a ground ball and fielded by the Knight shortstop. She'll get the force out at second. Well, actually, they're going to rule safe at second. I don't know if she fumbled the softball or what the situation was. Sadie Van Riper appeared to get there ahead of the runner, but the umpire ruled safe. She may not have had control of that softball. Another run comes in, and again, everybody moves up 70 feet. So we'll award a single to Marietta. And now here's the next batter, which is the only batter to make an out this inning. And it's Sophie Pacini. She is the leadoff batter. She's got a ball and a strike on her. Here's the wind. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Infield fly rule in effect. The sophomore, shortstop, Van Riper, makes the play. Now we have two out. So Pacini has committed two outs in the inning. She was out three unassisted in her first at-bat this inning and now pops up to the shortstop. There's a drive into left field, and that's going to bring two in. Knights might have a play at third, but they don't. So Ashley Marietta has her second hit of the inning, and that one drives in two as Battatore comes around to score, as does Wixon. And quickly, St. Mary Colgate is ahead in the ballgame 7-0. And here is batter number 11. And this is the second time around for Caitlin Crossland. And she will ground it to third. So a much better result with Crossland that time than she had went yard on her previous at-bat. So the bottom of the first mercifully comes to an end for the Sacred Heart Knights, but not before St. Mary's puts a 7 on the board at the end of one. It's Panthers 7, Knights nothing. You're listening to Sacred Heart Night Softball on FM 104.9.
At Bennett Buick GMC, we understand that you have many options when it comes to buying your next vehicle. Hi, my name is Chris Sherbring, General Manager, and I would like to personally invite you to our dealership to see why we make buying vehicles fun and easy. With benefits like a non-commissioned sales staff that truly values your time and an award-winning service department that understands how important your car is to you, I am confident that you will consider us for your next vehicle. With access to thousands of vehicles, we will find what you are looking for. Stop in and see us at 651 South Ohio or visit us on the web 24 hours a day at BennettBuickGMC.com.
Whether on the field, court, or in the operating room, experience matters. A coach loves an experienced team just like a patient values an experienced doctor. Salina Ortho has ABOS board-certified physicians with over 40 years of orthopedic service. If you need help staying active or just want to discuss options regarding the newest techniques and services and specialties that Salina Ortho provides, see one of our trusted physicians or visit SalinaOrtho.com. Salina Ortho, your voice, your choice, past, present, and future.
Sacred Heart up to bat for the second time. The Knights sent four batters to the plate in their half of the first inning. They did get a single out of Kelsey Jake, but that was it. Meanwhile, St. Mary's Colgan sent 12 batters to the plate. They scored 7 of them, and they lead 7-0. So leading off for the Knights in the top of the second, it is Sadie Van Riper. She's batting 242, and she plays shortstop. She's got 16 hits in 66 at-bats this year. She is a junior. So Crossland out for her second inning of work. Here's the wind. Here's the pitch. It's high and away. Ball one to Van Riper. In those 16 hits, Van Riper has 5 doubles. She has yet to triple her home run on this season. Next pitch from Crossland is at the knees and at the outside corner. Good pitch. And it's even now at a ball and a strike. Now check that, 2 balls and a strike to Van Riper. Crossland winds, pitches outside. Ball three. So now Van Riper needs to look for a ball in a spot, and if she doesn't like it, she needs to take it. Here's the pitch. She takes a hack at it and misses. It's strike two, full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. St. Mary Colgan leads it 7-0. We're in the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch, and she strikes out. Swing and a miss So Van Riper is down on strikes to begin the top of the second for Sacred Heart. Next up is Emily Blythe. She is the left fielder. Crossland winds and Blythe fouls it back. So Emily Blythe, she's batting at 256. She's 10 of 39 on the season. She's got a double, no triples or home runs. She has driven in five. Crossland pitches. It's a bit high, but taking a swing at it anyway is Blythe, and she fouls it straight back, and she's quickly down on the count, no balls and two strikes. One out, Sacred Heart batting in the top of the second. The Knights have one hit, and we'll have to count up the hit total for the Panthers here in a minute. There's a pitch outside for ball one. Panthers got several hits in the first inning, but they were also the beneficiary of several walks as well. So the Panthers got one, two, and there's a swing and a miss and a strikeout. So Blythe is down on strikes. And now batting Jenna Straub. Jenna is 216 on the year. She's 8 of 37. She's got a double. She does have nine RBIs with those eight hits. And she looks at a pitch on the inside corner at the knees for strike one. No balls and a strike. Two outs for the Knights in the top of the second. There's a pitch that trickles away from the catcher. But of course, nobody on base, so it doesn't matter. It was low. And it's one ball and one strike. Jenna Straub, the second baseman this afternoon for the Sacred Heart Knights. She is a sophomore. Low pitch, but Straub wails away at it and grounds it foul down toward first base. One ball and two strikes. And the Knights in danger of having the side struck out. You go back to the bottom of the, or rather the top of the first inning. Chloe Baum struck out to end the first. We have two strikeouts to start the second here on the Knights' behalf. And there's a swing and a miss. And Crossland does indeed strike out the side. She's got four strikeouts in a row. We have played an inning and a half. It is St. Mary Colgan 7, Sacred Heart nothing. You're listening to Sacred Heart Knights Softball on FM 104.9.
Hi, Dustin Pestinger, Pestinger Heating and Air Conditioning, a proud supporter of all Sacred Heart activities. Call on us to help make sure you return to a comfortable, climate-controlled home after cheering on the Knights. Pestinger and Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Lowest rates, flexible plans, exceptional customer service, and coverage for everywhere you are. Say goodbye to being just a number. Say hello to something different at Next Tech Wireless.
Corky's Diner invites you to enjoy breakfast and lunch. Corky's offers great down-home cooking at 145 South Santa Fe, a few doors north of the Stiefel Theater. They are open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Say hello to Bruce when you come in. Go Knights!
Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas invites you to visit their website at odcnck.com. Once there, you can look over the products that Overhead Door offers for commercial and residential insulation and repair. Overhead Door Company services all of North Central Kansas.
Clark Sanders back in Pratt. We're at the Green Sports Complex. Sacred Heart goes back out in the field. They trail 7-0. St. Mary Colgan picked up five hits in the first inning of play. They also walked one, two, three. They walked three times, and they had one batter hit by a pitch. So there were four free passes issued by Kelsey Jake, and she gave up the five hits, including a two-run home run to Caitlin Crossland. Crossland did, however, make the final out of the inning in her second at bat of the first inning when she grounded to third. So this brings up Olivia Bryans. She is the sophomore second baseman, or rather the senior second baseman for the Panthers. Here's a pitch from Jake. It's outside, ball one. And now let's check that. It looks like the Knights have put in a relief pitcher, and they have. Emily Blythe is now on the mound, and that pitch gets away from her. It's low and away, and that is ball two. So let's tell you about Emily Blythe as far as a pitcher. She's 2-0 on the season. Ball three is way outside. She has a 2.58 ERA. She struck out 30. She has walked 12. She's allowed 11 hits, and, or rather 11 runs. No, 11 hits and 16 runs. And she is on in relief of Kelsey Jake, and there's ball four. So the Knights continue to struggle with giving up the free passes as Olivia Bryans walks for the second time in the contest. Here's Katie Rundell. She walked and scored in the first, as did Bryans. Here's the wind and the pitch from Blythe, and it is low, ball one. And we'll look around the field here and see if we can see Kelsey Jake in evidence anywhere on defense. Here's the wind and the pitch from Blythe. Low, ball two. She may be out in left field. It's kind of hard to see. We've got a very, very dark sky. Of course, the lights are on here at Pinkall Field as part of the Green Sports Complex. We've had a couple of cloud bursts this afternoon, but nothing that has been too big of a situation. There's a ball fouled into the stands off the bat of Rundell, and she is up in the count, two balls and a strike. Rundell, the senior first baseman for the Panthers, is ready. There's a pitch, and it's a little bit low, 3-1. So Blythe on in relief of Jake is in danger of walking another batter, and she hits the outside corner at the belt. And so now we've got three balls and two strikes. It looked like Rundell was taking all the way. She walked in her previous at bat. There's a ball, a pitch high and away, and that is ball four. So Blythe has come on and so far given up a couple of walks. And now we've got Delaney Cedeno standing in, and she walked last time. So Cedeno, the senior third baseman, will stand in there with runners on first and second, nobody out. And here's a pitch low, and Blythe has yet to entice anybody to hit the ball in play. Kelsey Jake started the game for the Knights. Lasted just an inning. There's a foul ball backing out of play to the right-hand side. She gave up seven runs, five hits. She walked three, and she hit a batter. Ball and a strike to Delaney Cedeno. Cedeno, very close to the plate, takes low and in for ball two. Two balls and a strike. The Panthers have runners at second. That's Bryans and Rundell at first. Nobody is out. There's a ball driven into right field. The Knight right fielder is back. It's over her head. It's up against the fence. Here comes one run in, and that'll be it. as there's a double for Cedeno. So Cedeno drives it into right field for a double. Brins comes around to score the eighth run for St. Mary Colgan. And meanwhile, Rundell advances to third. So we'll have runners on second and third with nobody out. And we'll have Ella Battitore, the senior catcher, will be at the dish. So Battitore, who walked in her first plate appearance in the first inning, will now stand in there with an RBI opportunity. Runners at second and third and nobody out. Cedeno didn't miss a home run by that much. Here's ball two outside. Now there is a base to put Battitore, and that would leave it into the hands of Taylor Wixon, who singled her last at bat. And there's a strike right down the middle from Blythe, and it's two balls and a strike. 8-0. St. Mary Colgan leads in the contest. Next pitch is high, ball three. Panthers got seven in the first. They've got one so far here in the second. There's nobody out, and there's runners on second and third. There's ball four. And so Battitore will trot down to first base, and she has her second walk of the game. And now Taylor Wixon. Wixon singled back in the first inning and brought in a couple of runs with that single. Blythe pitches low, and that'll be ball one. Taylor Wixon is the number eight batter in the order. She is the fifth batter to come to the plate this inning. And Blythe low and very away. And that's ball two, 2-0. Blythe did struggle with walks, two decisions and 12 walks in her two decisions. There's a swing and a miss by Wixon. It's two balls and a strike. The bases are loaded. Rundell is at third, Cedeno at second, Battitore is at first, and 2-1 the count on Wixon. The wind and the pitch just outside for ball two. Make that ball three. 3-1. And Blythe in danger of walking one in, which Jake also did. Pitches fouled off. It's 3-2. No break in the clouds. It's a totally overcast sky here at Pratt. But so far, not a whole lot of rain has fallen today. Here's the wind of the pitch, and that one's going to be fouled out of play. Nice job of protecting the plate by Wixon. Allison Marietta, the freshman left fielder, waits on deck. And now we've got the runner at second base is taking a, I don't know if she had her cell phone or what she had. Oh, she had something to rub the bat with. And now the umpire has the bat, so I'm not sure what's going on here. But the bat is being taken out of the game. There was some sort of device that the runner at second base, Cedeno, came off the base, handed to her coach, and the coach rubbed it on the bat, but the umpire removed the bat from the game anyway. 3-2, bases loaded. Taylor Wixon at the plate. The wind and the pitch, it's outside, ball four. So that'll walk in a run. as Rundell comes in to score the ninth run of the afternoon for St. Mary Colgan. Cedeno moves up to third, Battatore to second, and Wixon is on at first base with a walk. And there have been four walks in the inning for Sacred Heart, has committed, allowed four players to walk, and sandwiched in between the four walks is a double. So we've had five batters come to the plate so far this inning, and the only one with an official at bat is Delaney Cedeno, who now stands at third. High and away to the freshman, Allison Marietta. She's the left fielder, and she is the sixth batter to come to the plate this inning. It is 9-0 in favor of St. Mary Colgan. There's another pitch, high ball two. Emily Blythe is on in relief of Kelsey Jake. Blythe winds, throws low and away, ball three.
Set on it, Seth. Set on it.
So now Marietta, as a freshman, I would suspect would be taking all the way. There's the pitch, and it is high for ball four. That one looked like it dropped in there, but not so, according to the home plate umpire. Okay, so here is Cedeno, who hit the double. She now comes in to score. Battatore moves to third, Wixon to second, and Marietta walks. So Marietta's got a walk and a single, and now we're back to the top of the order, and Sophie Piccini, who is the leadoff batter, she batted twice in the first inning. She grounded to first and popped to short on an infield fly rule. And now she fouls one off, and she's down on the count, no balls and two strikes. So the leadoff batter, Sophie Piccini, is having kind of a tough go of it this afternoon. Otherwise, St. Mary Colgan having a good time. And now there's a ball grounded into the hole, an ice diving stop by the night shortstop, and that was Sandy Van Riper. She'll keep the ball on the infield, but it will go as an infield hit for Piccini, and it will drive in a run. So that's an infield hit for Piccini, and once again, station to station softball as everybody moves up 70 feet, and another run comes in to score. It's 11-0, and there is a pitch in there for strike one. And this is Ashley Marietta. She batted twice in the first inning as well, and she hit a single, and then she was out on a ball caught by the pitcher, who at the time was Kelsey Jake. There's a ball lined up the middle. That's a big base hit. One run is in. Here comes another run, and the ball gets away on the infield. Play at third, and now we've got what could be an injury here at third base. Two runs came in to score, and we've got timeout on the field. It was a very odd and awkward-looking play at third base, and both the runner and the night third baseman are down. And the night third baseman was Emily DeMars, and she, the ball was thrown her direction, and she went up to try to pull it down. It was a high throw, and she was blocking third base, and the runner slid into her. And they are looking at, the Sacred Heart training staff are looking at DeMars' left ankle. Now, I say it's Emily DeMars. I can't see a number at this point. I'm just going by the fact that the person they're working on is the third baseman. So we'll get confirmation one way or another here as soon as people clear out of the area. But there is an injury on the play. Meanwhile, more runs have come in for St. Mary Colgan, and they now lead 13 to nothing as they continue to bat in the bottom of the sixth with the bottom of the second with nobody out. They have six runs in the bottom of the second inning, and we've got a timeout on the field. Let's take 1 minute here. 13 for St. Mary Colgan, 0 for Sacred Heart. You're listening to Sacred Heart Night Softball on FM 104.9.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by the Bank of Tescott, generations of confidence, relationships for life, with locations in Lincoln, Salina, Tescott, and Lindsborg. The Bank of Tescott, member FDIC.
We're the Bank of Tescott.
Stop by Freddy's Frozen Custard before or after the game. Try Freddy's world-famous mouth-watering steak burgers or their delicious frozen custard. Freddy's in Salina, 2420 South 9th, next to Dick's Sporting Goods.
At Mocha's, they get it. They understand your morning cup of coffee is more than just coffee. They know that your favorite coffee drink is the only way to make your day flow. Fresh coffee, lattes, sandwiches, and more. Mocha's with two Salina locations, 916 East Crawford and 2424 South 9th Street next to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Is your property properly insured? Be sure with American Family Insurance agent Lori Diebold. From auto, home, and life insurance to farm and ranch, workman's comp, and umbrella policies, Lori's got you covered. Insured? Be sure. Sure, with Lori, 1931 South Ohio in Salina.
Clark Sanders back in Pratt, and we can confirm that the injured player was Emily DeMars. And the good news is she's back on her feet, and she's going to stay in the game. The bad news from the night perspective is they've allowed six runs so far here in the bottom of the second inning. There's nobody out, and the batter is the pitcher for the Panthers, Caitlin Crossland. She batted twice in the first inning. She hit a home run in her first at-bat. She grounded out to the first baseman in her second at-bat. So it's her third at-bat of the game, and now here's a ball gets away from the catcher, Bergkamp, and this time it gets far enough away that Pacini is able to come in to score, and Marietta moves up to a third base. So that was a wild pitch by Blythe. And there's a base hit, solid single in the gap between second and short for Crossland. And another run has come in. So Crossland has her third RBI on the afternoon. And she's got a single to go with her home run. Now we're back to the leadoff batter of the inning, which was Emily Bryans. And she walked her first time up after walking her second time up. So now we've got a pinch runner as Bryans grounds the ball to third. Play at second base is an out. So the pinch runner was Gabby Rundell, and she was short-lived, and she's erased 5-4. That was DeMars throwing the ball to Straub to get the force out. That is the first out. So Bryans is on first base on a fielder's choice. And now the batter is Katie Rundell. She has been hit by a pitch. She has walked. She has scored two runs in the contest. It is 15 to nothing in favor of St. Mary Colgan. We've got one out in the bottom of the second, a runner on first base for the Panthers, and the batter is Katie Rundell. The count is 2 balls and a strike. Blythe winds, pitches outside ball three. So Blythe in danger of walking another batter. One, two, three, four, five she's walked so far. And now six. So there's a walk for Rundell. She's been on base three times, two walks and a hit by pitch. And that walk moves Brins up to second base. So first and second, one out, and Delaney Cedeno is your batter. She walked in her first at bat, doubled earlier in this inning. There's a ball low for ball one. It is 15-0. We are in the bottom of the second inning. And the batter is Delaney Cedeno. There's a chopper down the third baseline, foul. So DeMars was on that, but couldn't get to it while it was in fair ground. One ball, one strike, one out. Panther runners at first and second. Panthers lead the Knights 15-0. Here's the wind, here's the pitch. It's low, it gets away from the catcher, and each of the runners will move up 70 feet. So that puts Brins on third base, and Rundell moves to second base. So Cedeno with an RBI opportunity here with one out and a count of two balls and one strike. Here's the wind by Blythe. The pitch is outside, ball three. There is an open base now, and we're waiting for Ella Battatore is the next batter. She's walked twice in the contest. There's a pitch over the outside corner for strike. So three balls, two strikes, one out. Panther runners at second and third. Blythe winds. Here's the pitch. And there's a ball shot past the second baseman into center field. Two more Panther runs are going to come in to score. And so Cedeno does indeed pick up those RBIs with a single. And now the batter will be Ella Battatore. 17-0 in favor of the Pittsburgh St. Mary Colgan Panthers. One out. The runner at first base is Cedeno. And Cedeno has four RBIs on the contest. There's a pitch inside for ball one. It's 1-0. Blythe has given up six walks in this inning. There's a pitch fouled away. One ball, one strike. DeMars, or rather Jake, who started the game, walked three. So, needless to say, the Knights have struggled in the pitching department here this afternoon. Pitch is low, two balls and a strike. 17-0 in favor of St. Mary. And it looks like it could rain again at any moment. In fact, there may be a light sprinkle starting to fall. Swing and a miss, two balls and two strikes. I don't know what they would do if they would be unable to continue this game. Here's the swing, and there's a ball driven into right field. It's going to fall in front of the right fielder for a hit. And that'll advance Cedeno to second. And Battatore now has a base hit to go along with her two walks. And here comes the 14th batter of the inning is coming up. And the scheduled hitter is Taylor Wixon. But now we're going to have some pinch runners come into the game. Meanwhile, Sacred Heart making some defensive switches. It is 17 to nothing, and now the Knights have a new pitcher. And the new pitcher is Chloe Baum. She is the third Sacred Heart pitcher of the contest, as Blythe came on in relief of Jake to begin the second inning, but couldn't get out of the second inning. And now Chloe Baum, with a record of 1 win and 3 losses, a 7.69 ERA. She has struck out 5 this year. She's walked 6. She's allowed 52 hits and 43 runs to score. She's now on to pitch for the Knights. So she's out there taking her warm-ups. Meanwhile, Taylor Wixon getting ready to stand in and bat. Wixon singled in the first, walked her first at bat here in the second. Runners on first and second for St. Mary Colgan. It's 17 to nothing in favor of the Panthers. And here's the wind, and here's the pitch, and it's high by Baum, ball one. Third Sacred Heart Knight pitcher of the afternoon in less than 2 full innings. Next pitch is grounded down the third baseline, but foul. It's spinning. That ball could have potentially kicked fair, but it did not. So Wixon will stand in with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Panther runners on first and second. Here's a swing and fouled right at the plate. Ball never got out of the batter's box, and it'll be 1 ball and 2 strikes to Wixon. She asks for time and now steps back in. She's set, ready to go. Baum's ready to go. Here's the wind, here's the pitch, and there's a solid hit into center field, and now the bases will be loaded. So Wixon has her second single of the contest. And everybody moves up a base. So that puts Cedeno on third. Battatore is on second. And Wixon is on first. Allison Marietta, the freshman left fielder, is the batter. And there was a pitch, but the umpire had stepped out from behind the plate, so it's no pitch. One out, bases are loaded, and there is no 2 outs. There was an out recorded at third. I'm not sure what happened there. Oh, the runner at third left the bag early and was called out. So the Knights benefit from a rare Panther mistake. Cedeno left the bag before the pitch, and therefore she was called out. Now there's a pitch from Baum that's right down the heart of the plate, and that is strike one. 3 balls and a strike. This one's high. And Marietta is on with a walk. So the second out of the inning occurs when Cedeno leaves the bag early and she's out. But now Battatore is at third. Wixon moves to second and Marietta is at first following a walk. And now we're back up to the top of the order. And that's it. There's a third out recorded, so I'm not quite sure. I think it looks like St. Mary Colgan conceded an out to get the inning over. So the inning comes to an end with St. Mary Colgan scoring 9 runs to lead 17-0. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Sacred Heart Softball on FM 104.9.
Area athletes and even weekend warriors have a big home field advantage. Salina Regional's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic, working with athletes of every level to help prevent injuries or to heal through surgery and rehabilitation. You can count on Salina Regional Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic to get you back in the game. Led by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Timothy Hawks and sports medicine physician Dr. Matthew Pyle, along with an A-team of certified athletic trainers and physical therapists, Salina Regional Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic supports 5 area high schools, providing their athletes the highest quality, most timely care. At the school, on the field, or in our clinic, we're ready wherever and whenever you need us to help you get back in the game and keep you in the game. Salina Regional Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. The home field advantage starts here. Visit us at SalinaRegionalSportsMedicine.com.
You're listening to Sacred Heart Athletics on KSAL-FM, Salina.
Clark Sanders back in Pratt, where the Knights are in danger of being run ruled. And here is a little dribbler that's fielded by the pitcher, Crossland, and the batter, Emma Klaus, is out 1-3. Our broadcast this afternoon brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union. And they want to wish the best of luck to all area athletes participating in today's state title events. Great Plains Federal Credit Union, with offices in Salina, Abilene, McPherson, and Hillsboro. The next batter for the Knights is Emily DeMars. Now, she was on the ground for a while, suffering an ankle injury, but she got back up and continued to play, and now she's in there batting here in the top of the third, and she's got 1-1 on her. The situation is this: the Knights trail by 17. They've got to get the advantage to under 15. So the Knights need 3 runs in this half inning in order to continue this contest. There are run rules that are in effect during the regular season, and they are in effect here in the state tournament as well. And so if you lead by 15 runs after 3 innings of play, that's the ball game. If you lead by 10 runs after 5 innings of play, that's the ball game. And I believe if you lead by 8 runs after 6 innings of play, that's the ball game. So St. Mary Colgan currently up 17-0. It's cloudy and overcast, but the rain for the most part has stayed away. But St. Mary Colgan conceded an out to move the situation along to get the Knights to the bat, because they feel like they can hold the Knights from getting 3 runs. DeMars fouls a pitch away. It's now 1-2. And DeMars will stand in there. Here comes the next pitch from Crossland. It's high, and that's 2-2. So the Knights trail at 17-0. They're in need of at least 3 runs in order for the contest to continue. There's 1 out in the top of the third. Here's the wind, here's the pitch, way high, 3. So this cannot be making the St. Mary Colgan coach very happy, as Annie Delasegas says, "Come on, Katie, throw strikes." And strike she does, and that one too good to take with 2 strikes on you, but DeMars does take it, and she gets rung up. So DeMars is down on strikes, and here's our last hope of the ball game. It's Grace Martin. So Grace Martin popped to the pitcher in her first at bat, and now she pops one down the first baseline, but it's going to be out of play. So we've got to have Grace Martin reach in order to have any sort of a chance. We've got to have Grace Martin, Catherine Bergkamp, both reach, and then maybe Kelsey could drive them both in with a home run, drive all three of them in, and the Knights could get the three runs necessary to continue the contest. There's a pitch low and inside, ball one. So it's a ball and a strike to Grace Martin. Martin is batting 351 on the year. She does have two doubles and two triples. And now the umpire is waiting to get a ball back. And now the ball is returned to the pitcher, and we're ready to go. So it's been brutal for Sacred Heart tonight. They were the eighth seed in this tournament, facing the number one seed. There's a nice drive by Martin into left field, but that is going to be snagged out there by the left fielder. That is a great catch out in left field for Allison Marietta, the freshman, and that will do it. So this ball game is over. Sacred Heart run ruled. They lose it 17-0 to St. Mary Colgan, and we'll be back in just a minute, 1 minute, to wrap this broadcast up. You're listening to Sacred Heart Night Softball on FM 104.9.
Stop by Freddy's Frozen Custard before or after the game. Try Freddy's world-famous mouth-watering steak burgers or their delicious frozen custard. Freddy's in Salina, 2420 South 9th, next to Dick's Sporting Goods.
At Mocha's, they get it. They understand your morning cup of coffee is more than just coffee. They know that your favorite coffee drink is the only way to make your day flow. Fresh coffee, lattes, sandwiches, and more. Mocha's with two Salina locations, 916 East Crawford and 2424 South 9th Street next to Dick's Sporting Goods.
It's the offer of the year at Nextech Wireless. Maybe the offer of the century. So listen up. For a limited time, switch and get up to three lines of unlimited data free for a year. You heard it. Free for a year. Plus, every single smartphone is 50% off, including the Samsung Galaxy S9 you've heard about, and all the iPhones. Certain restrictions apply. Ditch your overpriced plan and switch to Nextech Wireless for free unlimited data and half off smartphones.
Clark Sanders back in Pratt, where the St. Mary Colgan Panthers have wiped out our Sacred Heart Knights by a final score of 17-0. This is a run rule game. So it was a combination of things that led to the demise of Sacred Heart. First off, St. Mary's Colgan, as their record of 21-2 would indicate, is a very good team. Second off, the seven runs that the Knights were down quickly in the first inning, and then a 10 spot put on the board in the second inning, total of 12 hits for St. Mary Colgan, and I believe there were 10 walks given up by the Knights plus a hit batter, so way too many free passes. And the Knights could just never get their offense untracked as Katie Crossland throws a one-hitter. The Knights' only hit in the ball game was a single in the first inning by Kelsey Jake, and that was it. The Knights also struck out five times in the contest. So of the 10 batters who came to the plate for Sacred Heart, half of them struck out. So it was a rough day, to say the least, for Sacred Heart. But nonetheless, this is a team that made it to the state tournament. And the good news for the Knights is that there's not a senior on here. So all of these players will be back, sophomores and juniors, all of them, and they will return to see if they can improve on the 13-9 record that Sacred Heart compiled this year. 13 wins, 9 losses. Meanwhile, St. Mary's Colgan and now moves to 22-2, and they will take on the winner of the Jayhawk Lynn Blue Stem game, and that game being contested as we speak. Next Tech Wireless is one of our sponsors. Say goodbye to being just a number. Say hello to something different. With unlimited data, nationwide coverage, personalized local customer care, and amazing community support, isn't it time that you upgrade to a provider that vows to be something different? That would be Next Tech Wireless. So we'd like to thank Next Tech Wireless, along with American Family Insurance, Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Solana Regional Orthopedic, and Sports Medicine Clinic, among others, as our sponsors of the broadcast this afternoon. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast, if not the outcome. Sacred Heart loses in their final game of the season by a score of 17-0. They are run ruled after they made three outs in the top of the third inning. They end their season at 13-9. St. Mary Colgan continues their season. They are now 22-2. Sarah Rep was the one back at the station that was keeping us on the air and getting all the commercials and other parts of the broadcast aired. So we like to thank her for producing our broadcast this afternoon. And this is Clark Sanders bidding you a very pleasant good afternoon from Pratt.
The proceeding was a Rockingham Media sports presentation. Please visit our Sportscaster Club sponsors who make these broadcasts possible.
Go to the Home Depot to add personality and style to your room with a wide selection of on-trend tile all in one place. Choose the Home Depot as your all-in carpet installation partner, where free really means free on purchases over $699. Everything from moving furniture to carpeting stairs. Really, no fees. Today is the day for doing. Visit homedepot.com/flooring for details. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. Eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It's all about the music.
Back for more, huh? Jack.